Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud Aleph. We begin at the two dots, about 10 lines down from the top of Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We're learning today Leilui Nishmas Rose Beck, Rivka Bas Aaron David. All the shams we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin with the words Bekesef Beishamai Omri Bedina V'chuli. This refers back to the Mishnah. We had a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is the minimal amount of money that you could be Makadosh woman with? Beis Hillel's opinion, which is the Halacha Lamaisa, of course, is with a pruta or a shava pruta. And Beis Shammai said, no, you need to have a dinar, a much larger coin than a pruta, a silver coin known as a dinar, and that is the minimal amount, that or shava dinar is the minimal amount that a woman can be Mekudesh. It's less than that. We'll see four reasons in the Gemara why less than that a woman is not considered Mekudesh. Now, Gemara starts off and discusses these four reasons. My tamayu de Beis Shammai. What is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? The first reason from Rezeira. Amar Rezeira, shekein isha makpedes al atzma de'en miskadeshes b'pochus medina. A woman holds herself at a certain high status, and therefore she will not accept kiddushin if it's less than a certain minimum value. And Beis Shammai says that minimum value is a dinar, and therefore she won't be mekudeshes if you give her less than a dinar. That's the first reasoning, Rav Zera. More questions. I'm only Abai says that, according to what you're saying, that it's based upon what a woman expects as a minimal amount. So then, in Rav Yanai's case, Elamiyato could go and bansi the Rav Yanai. He had daughters who were the koptan and avshayo that considered a dinar to be an insignificant amount, and therefore they would not accept kiddush of lo mekadshe. They wouldn't accept kiddush from a man, bepachos mi tarkava de dinre. Tarkava is an abbreviation for trei ukav. So it's two kavin plus one kav, which is three kav, which is half of a saw of dinarim that were gold dinarim. Rashi says these are zehuvim. So not, never mind a pruta, and not even a dinar of silver, but they insisted on getting three kavim's worth of golden dinarim. Now, does that mean that if they got less than that, hochanami, di poshta yod, vikib lo chad zuzu meyacher, hochanami, the low heavy kedushin, that would imply that if the daughters of Rav Yanai were to have been given kedushin and they accepted it for a single zuz, a dinar, from someone else, so that wouldn't be kedushin? They require, must be a minimum of three kav of golden dinar, zuhuvim? So Ruzeri says no. Amale, I wasn't talking about a case where they accepted it. You're right. If they accepted Poshta Yod of a Kibla, if even the daughters of Yanai had accepted a regular dinar of silver, so then Lo Kamina, I would say, of course, that's a valid Kedushin. I wasn't talking about that. What I was talking about is the default position, both with the daughters of Yanai or with a regular Jewish lady. Everybody agrees that if a regular Jewish lady wants to accept Kedushin with a Pruta, and she says, I accept this Kedushin with a Pruta, then she's Mekudeshes. But Beis Shammai Shita is in the default position where she didn't specify how much she'd be willing to take. For example, Kikabina, Rav Zera says, I was talking about the Kishab Alayla, and she didn't see what she was being given. So then if it turns out that it was less than a dinar, she didn't accept the Kedushin. Or Inami, alternatively, the Shav Yishliach, she sent the Shliach to go and accept Kiddushin on behalf, but she didn't specify, only take it if it's a dinar's worth. So the default position in these two cases, if you find out in the morning that it really wasn't a dinar, if you find out that the Shliach took less than a dinar, so then Beis Shammai's default position is that it's not acceptable. And the default position would be, Rashi says, for the daughters of Rav Yanai, if the Shliach, or at nighttime, if it turned out that it wasn't three kavas worth of golden dinarim of Zehuvim, so then in that situation, the Kiddushin would not be chal. Only when she was poshta yoda, if she stretched out her hand and accepted the Kiddushin for less than that, so as long as it's worth a pruta, a shava pruta, it would be fine. But the default position would be, according to Beis Shammai, that is teretz number one, Rav Zera's teretz. Teretz number two, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, Tamayu de Beis Shammai, the reason of Beis Shammai is as follows. It goes in accord with the opinion of Kidr Yehuda Amar Ravasi. What was that? The Amar Yehuda Amar Ravasi. Yehuda said name Ravasi. Called Kesef or Omer B'Torah, whenever the Torah describes something that must be paid with Kesef, so it means Kesef Tzuri, which means the silver dinar of Tzuri. That's the smallest silver coin that they had in Tzuri. Tzuri, they didn't have copper coins, they didn't have a pruta, they only had silver coins, and the smallest silver coin was a dinar. And therefore, the Kesef that's mentioned in the Torah, if it just says kesef, it means always kesef tzuri, and therefore, v'shel divreim kesef medina. Only it's when the rabbis instituted something, so then they use the much lower value. Rashi tells us a little bit later on that there's 1/8 of the value that the regular dinar in the medina is 1/8 of the value of the kesef tzuri. And therefore, if the Torah tells us that it must be kicha, kicha, from Stay Ephron. So the Torah is telling us that it must be in the Kesef Tzuri, and therefore the minimal amount would be a dinar, and that's how Rav Yosef learns it out. As we said, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Now, the Gemara is going to question this and ask four separate questions. Do we really say that whenever it says Kesef in the Torah, it always means Kesef Tzuri? Gufa. Let's look at what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi said. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, repeat what we just said, called Kesef, Amar B'Torah, Kesef Tzuri. Whenever it mentions in the Torah Kesef, it means this Kesef Tzuri, which means a silver coinage system, with the smallest coin being the dinar. And only if they use midirabbanan v'shal divrei, we said kesef medina. Then it meant a much smaller coin, including even prutos. Now the Gemara says, is this really an absolute statement? Uklolahu? And we turn to Yudalef on the base. Is this 100% always the case? Whenever the Torah says kesef, it means kesef tzuri. I'll show you that that's not true. Lari tana. Now tana is the din of moda b'miktsas, that if a person was either a shomer for something, or he had been given something, and he now says, I gave part of it back to you, he's moda b'miktsas, or he's making a certain taina that's only on part of it, so then there's a shvuas moda b'miktsas midoraisa. So as Rashi tells us, a moda b'miktsas yishova, and he has to go to the Beis Din, the nikra v'alabayis elohim. So he has to go to the Beis Din to make this shvua. So this is a shvua doraisa. So in regards to taina, in regards to moda b'miktsas, the Siv the Pasuk tells us, Kitein ish ariyehu kesef ochelim lishmor, if a person is acting as a shomer chinam, for example, and he's been given over something, either kesef, money, or kelim, or utensils, vessels, to watch for his friend, and it's not. It says there in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Shavuos, and in Bechoros, and in Balpa Metziah, and this Mishnah tells us, it says, Shavuos hadayonim, that the minimal amount that this must be, it tells us, is the taina has to be shtei kesef, and the hodah, how much you're admitting, has to be shava pruta. Now, Rashi brings down, this is actually a machlokas, Rav Shmuel, how to understand this. So we're looking at the Rashi, and the last of the wider lines, utznan, and he says, eino bepachos mitainas shtei mos kesef. Here you see, the Torah tells us kesef, his kesef ochelim lishmar, and the minimal amount is not one dinar, it's mos, it's two dinarim. And this is a machlokas, Rav Shmuel, how to understand this. Rav Amar, that the kfira, the denial, is shtei kesef, has to be these two kesef, and then you add on a little bit more, so the total taina is two plus. Ushmuel Amar, no, the taina atzma shtei kesef, the total amount is shtei kesef, and then, v'afilu lo kiper bo ela pruta, even if he's only kofar on one small amount, a pruta, he admits to 1.9, but he doesn't admit to the other 0.1, so then we have the shua of modu miksa. So either he was low keeper by ela pruta, or hold of a pruta, so then chayev. In any event, you have a machlokas. Rav Shmuel here is exactly what was the minimal amount. So whether it was 2 or 2 point above that, 2.1. Nevertheless, either way, whether you hold like Rav Shmuel, Mikol Mokum Rashi says, mi diktani shtei kesef, the simple Lashon said kesef, and we learn out that it means two kesef, so shma mina, kro lav davka, kesef kamar, elo amamona ba'alma kopit. So the Torah is not telling us that here is one dinar, it's telling us two. And therefore, the kivin shlo pirish kama, since the Torah doesn't tell us an amount, lo masra kolf elu l'chachamim. And therefore, the rabbis have the right to establish what it is. And the rabbi said, if it's not a significant amount of at least two, in order for there to be a shua of modu miktsas, to have this taina. And therefore, if we're to say that the minimal amount of kesef only means one, so why doesn't this mean one? That's the question that we ask on Rav Yosef. That's the question that we ask on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. So the Gemara says, no. There, look at the context. It says, Kitein ish ariyeo kesef ochelim. Hasam dumi the kelim. So we have the hekish of the pasuk tell us kesef is like kelim. And just like makel mishnayim, kelim means two, plural. So too, the kesef also means two, not one. A kesef shnayim, so it means two dinarim, two of the smallest coins. And therefore, there is no contradiction over here to what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi said. And the Gemara says, Uma kesef dover choshev, av kelim dover choshev. We learn the Hekish to teach us another din as well. Just like kesef is something that's choshev, so the kelim aren't going to be something that is insignificant. You only make a shua of modu b'miktsas on kelim that are choshev. Rashi points out that this would exclude, let's say, a machat of two needles, two small needles. that if the person lent him two needles and he says, I gave you back one, I owe you one, so then there would not be a modu b'mitzvas in this situation because they're insignificant, these needles. But this seems to go against the Gemara elsewhere. So our Gemara here, Rashi says, is going like the man d'yomer. It says it must be significant, and machat, needles, wouldn't be included in this din of modu b'mitzvas. Okay, so that's the first question on this sheet of Rav Yosef as he brings down the name of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. And now we'll have additional questions because by Maiser, in Maiser Sheni, when you go and redeem Maiser Sheni, you will go and take the redeemed money and you will go and bring it up to Yerushalayim. And instead of having to bring up the crops, you just bring up the money to Yerushalayim, Utnan. And we learned in the Mishnah, in Maaser Sheni, where it tells us, HaPoreit Sela Mimos Maaser Sheni, it tells us that you're allowed to go redeem your copper prutos that you had originally redeemed all of your Maaser Sheni for. Here you redeemed a little Maaser Sheni on this pruta, a little Maaser Sheni on this pruta, so you can take all your prutos and exchange them for a silver dinar, so you shouldn't have to go up to Yerushalayim carrying lots of little coins. You can carry up just one big coin. So what do you see from here? Clearly, you're allowed to redeem the Maaser Sheni, even though it says so you would say the kesef means it must be a silver coin, a dinar of silver. Nevertheless, it says you're allowed to go take your prutos and combine them into a silver coin. So therefore, you see that you are in fact allowed to go and use the word kesef over here for pruta and not for a dinar. So it says, yes, that's the exception to the rule because we have a drasha telling us that this is the exception to the rule because it doesn't say the word v'tzarta kesef biyodcha, it says v'tzarta ha-kesef biyodcha, kesef ha-kesef riba. So the extra, hey, ha-kesef comes to be marba over here, then in this situation, you don't use the normal terminology of kesef to mean a silver dinar, but it could even be prutos. Ah, so no problem with this as well. Third question on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi that Rav Yosef brought down. Vari hekdish, in regards to redeeming hekdish, dechsiv, it says over there, v'nasan hakesef v'kom lo. You'll go and give hekdish the money, and then the item will become desanctified, and it will become yours. And it says kesef. So, Amar Shmuel, hekdish shav mana shechilu shav pruta v'chulo. But nevertheless, Shmuel told us that even though the hekdish is worth a mana, even if you redeem it, however, on a pruta, there is no concept, Rashi says, of onah by hekdish, and therefore, even if you go and mechalalit, as Rashi says, the ain onah lehekdish, in the first of the wider lines in Rashi, the ain onah lehekdish, the chsiv, ish es ochiv, yashmin and shmuel, and shmuel's teaching us, the chi hecha de imit me onah, imit nami me bitul mekach. So therefore, just like there's no din of onah, only onah applies cheating less than a overcharge that's more or less than a sixth is considered a valid sale. But more than that, the sale goes back under certain situations. So therefore, that din only applies with your friend, Isha Sochiv. So therefore, also, the entire Bitul Mekach, this din only applies in regards to a person, not in regards to Hekdish. So even though the item in Hekdish was worth $1,000 and you redeem it for a penny, it is technically Mechulal. And therefore, you see, even though the pasuk says "v'nasan hakesef v'kom lo," it doesn't refer to kesef, a silver dinar. It could even refer to a pruta. So again, a kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi that was brought down by Rav Yosef. And the word says no. Hasam nami kesef kesef yolof v'maiser. We could learn it out from maiser, just like we just dashed by maiser, by maiser sheni redemption, that it could be even less than a silver dinar. So to over here by hektish could be less than a silver dinar. Now, it did say over here, v'nasan ha-kesef v'kom lo, so I don't know why they have to say the comparison to kesef to Maaser Sheni. Maybe they're really saying over here that because of the extra hay, the hay is riba, and maybe that's the drasha. But I'm not sure. I think they're just telling us you compare it to Maaser Sheni. Once you taught us that, then there, so here it says the same thing. Okay. Now, the fourth and final question on Rav Asi, and here we're going to shlug up, review the Rav Asi, is v'ari kidushei isha. In regards to being Mekadesh a woman, the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha uvallah, as we've mentioned many, many times. And we learned that for Gomer Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephron, and therefore this is a din daraisa that you have to go and give her money, because we learned that out from Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephron, Utnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Vipruta, Uvishavipruta. Not like Beisham, it says you need a dinar, Uvishavipruta. Beis Hillel holds a dinar, Pruta, and Uvishavipruta. So, clearly, then, are we suggesting name of Rav Asi, Domer Kibbe Shammai? Therefore, since Rav Asi says, Yudam Rav Asi says that you must have kesef, it always means a dinar. So, in this situation, is Rav Yudam Rav Asi posketing like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel? That seems very, very, very unlikely. So, Gemara says, you're right. So here we have to rephrase the statement that Rav Yosef had made in the name of Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Ella, Yitmar, if Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav Asi, this idea, Ella Yitmar, Hoch Yitmar, this is what he said. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, what Rav Yehuda and Rav Asi said was, Kol Kesef Katsuv Ha'amar B'Torah, whenever the Torah specifies an amount of money, it says this many Kesef, Rashi brings down, for example, if the Torah says, "Kigo chamishim shol knas," that the 50 you paid for an onus of a fata, u'shloshim shol evet, if you killed somebody's evet, so you have to pay 30. U'meya shol motzi shemra, if a person was motzi shemra, achmon l'slan, so he has to pay a knas of 100. So in all of these situations where it says shkalim, so it has to be then b'kesef tzuri. So called kesef katsuf, amar b'Torah, that is kesef tzuri. So therefore, that must be with kesef from Tsuri, which the minimal amount is a silver dinar. Vishol devrayim, but when you're dealing with ideas that the Chachamim express, such as Kiddushin, ki yikach, it doesn't specify how much, so therefore, vishol devrayim, kesef bedinar. So even Yehuda Merazi would say, in that situation, we hold like Beis Hillel, that would say that it's a pruta would be enough. So therefore, this is the right way to understand Yehuda Merazi, and therefore, when the Torah says kesef, it specifies a certain amount, and therefore, since in this situation, the rabbis have the right to say what that amount is, so Beis Shammai says the amount should be a dinar, and that is how Beis Shammai is to be understood. More questions, he says, really? Is that what Yehuda Amar Vasi is really telling us? Then Michael Mashalon, Tanina, that's a Beferish Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we learned in Bechoros, on Daf Mem Tes, where it tells us, Chamesh Shloim Shal Ben. If you have a pigeon a ben, and you have to give 5 Shloim, or Shloshim Shalevet, or the 30 that you pay upon the Knas, if an Evet Knani is killed by your ox. So you have to go and pay Shloshim, no matter what the value of the Evet is. Or Chamesh Shalom Shal Mefata, the 50 that if a woman is either assaulted, or if she's seduced, so there is a Knas in that situation of 50. And likewise, Rachman al-Slan, the husband is Motzi Shemer, and his wife says that she wasn't a Besula, so Meir Shal Motzi Shemer, all of these, Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'mona tzuri. It says b'feirish that all of these are shkalim. Shkalim are 25 of these silver dinarim that are the mana, the dinar of tzuri. So here clearly the Mishnah tells us, and we would never have an Amor of Yehuda, Amor of Asi, say, well, what's b'feirish in the Mishnah? So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, no. The Mishnah tells us that what is considered that you're required to go and pay when it says a katsuv amount, so that has to be with shkolim. That has to come from the kesef tzuri. B'shal divrayim, kesef medina, that's the chiddush of Yehuda Amar Vasi, it's trichalei. That you need the lotan, because that we don't have in the Mishnah. So the purpose of the Amora, of Yehuda Amar Vasi, telling us this thing, he restated what was in the Mishnah, but the chiddush that he was bringing down was the kesef medina, that could be even with a pruta. And I'll show you that this is right. Now, the girsa we have is the Tanya, but Rashi has the girsa Kiditnan, and if you look in the Mesorah Shas, he also has the girsa Ditnan, because this is actually a Mishnah in Baba Kama and Bechoros. And it says in this Mishnah, Hatokeya Lechaveiro, if you go and blow, let's say a shofar, we're coming up on Chodesh Elul, you blow a shofar in your friend's ear and you embarrass him, or Rashi has the second girsa that you hit him in the ear. So no sin, no sela. You have to pay a sela for busha, for you publicly humiliated this person. And Yehuda Amar Rav Asi tells us, "V'lo tema ma'isela arba zuze." Don't say over here that this seller that we're talking to is referring to a 4 dinarim, the silver dinarim of Tsuri. Ella ma'isela, what is this seller? It's the 1/8 of 1 silver dinar. Ella ma'isela palga de zuza. And what type of zuz? Davidi inishit the koru palga de zuza istera. This is talking about the normal 1/8 of a dinar in Tsuri, that is what's called the Kesef Medina, and therefore that is what it's referring to. And whenever the Chachamim tell us an amount, so it is based upon the Kesef Medina and not the Kesef Tsuri. Oh, so that is the second teretz we finally got into. The Rav Yosef brought down the name of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, and that's the second explanation for why Beis Shammai holds a dinar, not a pruta like Beis Hillel. Now we have a third teretz, Rishim Melakish. Rish Lakish says, Rishim Melakish Omer, the Amar Chizkiah brings down the name of Chizkiah. Amar Kor, the pasuk tells us, the Hefda. When a person, Rashi brings down, in Dibur HaMaskel, Kid Chizkiah, that we're going to learn on Daf Yudalit in a couple of days, the Ketani Gabi Eved Ivri, in regards to an Eved Ivri, Kones Asmo Begiron Kesef. We mentioned this many times. An Eved Ivri is supposed to work for 6 years, similar for Omoh Evriya, and the period of time is prorated. So let's say it was $600. The Eved Ivri was sold for $600, so it's $100 a year. So after 2 years, if the Eved Ivri says, I can, Baruch Hashem, go and pay myself free. So he just has to pay back for the 4 years that are remaining, $400, $100 per year. So he only has to pay $400, he doesn't pay the $600. So Mechashid im Adonav, he goes and calculates with the master that bought him. Kishabal lifto says, that's what we kach, we kach tani. So it was $600 to start off with. V'lo yilchol l'shavdeni eloshe shonim, the whole total amount is 6 years, so it's $100 per year. So Nim says, kona avodosui l'shana v'kach v'kach. So therefore, to redeem myself for my work, each year is $100. V'kach hoshav kama shonim avatich, you calculate how many years he worked. He worked already, let's say, 2 years for him. And therefore, v'tzei mikesef, Miknasi, they have only shown him alone. So you deduct $200 for the 2 years of work from the 600. The tol hashar, and he has to go pay the other 400. Oh, now this din was said by Minon. Minon Emili, where do we get this from? And Chizkiah said, Yom Chizkiah, the pasuk says, Vehefda. Now this lashon of Vehefda, Chizkiah says, Velo kisiv v'nifdeis. It doesn't say and she shall be redeemed. This is talking about the Omoh Evriya. Smashma from here. Sha'af adoneha mesayeya befidyuna. The hefda means that the Baal, the person who purchased her as an Omoh Evriya, has to help with her redemption, this Giron Kesef. Vizel shemigras pidyuna. This is what's referring to, that he helps to redeem her. And then she goes out if he doesn't wish to marry her. Alma, ain Omoh Evriya, nicknames bepochus bedina. Oh, you must be starting off over here with a dinar in that you can prorate it downwards, because the Gemara tells us that there must be some way of prorating it. Now, if you start off with a dinar, then you can prorate it. If, according to Chizkiah, that's why Beis Shammai says it's a dinar, because Bishlama Diavlo dinar, if you give her a dinar originally to purchase her, so then that could be broken down. Hainu, the migra, the ozlat pruta. So you could break it down and prorate it, and there's room left to prorate it, and it will still be worth a shava pruta. Elo, I amis Diavlo pruta, but if you say the original purchase price was for a pruta, mi pruta migra, how could you ever go and prorate that? The pruta is the smallest coin. So therefore, it must be that the Omoh Evriya must be a dinar, if it's not a pruta. So we go to the next coin, which would be a dinar, a silver dinar. And therefore, that is where Beis Shammai gets the din of the minimum amount of a kedushin. They learned that from Omoh Evriya, from this yield, from this money that's given over the Omoh Evriya, to hopefully be mekudeshes with that money. So therefore, that is the amount of kedushin. It's a dinar and not a shaveh pruta. So Mor says, maybe not. Maybe this is what the Torah is telling us. That yes, if you want to use this Giron Kesef, Hechad Yov La Dinar Tigra Ad Pruta. So then there is a din of Giron Kesef. However, Hechad Yov La Pruta, if the original amount was only a Pruta, guess what? Lo Tigra Klal. There is no din of Giron Kesef maybe in that situation. So maybe this is the way to understand this. Shmuel says, no. Let me turn to your Beis Hamad Aleph. Lo Sloka Daitach, don't think that for a second, because Dumyud the Yiyud, because we're comparing over here the Kiddushin to Yiyud. Ma Yiyud, this Yiyud, this money that Omoh Evriya is being sold for, is hopefully going to be Kesef Kiddushin. Af Agav the Iboy Miyad, Iboy Lo Miyad, it's up to the owner that purchased her, or for his son to go and say, the remaining years, I'm not going to go and pay you for them. I'm not going to make you work for them, but that will be your Kesef Kiddushin, the money that I gave your father, that will be the Kesef Kiddushin. That's what Rashi understands it here, although it's possible that that's not the understanding elsewhere. When we learn this Gemara, we'll see that there are different ways to understand this. But right now, we'll just say that we compare the two, that the Yid over here, if the owner of this Omoh Evriya, either himself or his son, wishes to marry her, this Yid, fine. If he wants to, fine. If he doesn't want to, that's fine. So, kol hecha, to lo motzi miyad, lo habizvino zvini. So, in a situation where you didn't have enough money here for this Yid to take effect, then it wouldn't be a valid sale. So there has to have been enough money that, in fact, there could be yield over here. So, hachanami, in regarding this, giron kesef, kol hechad lo motzi migra, lo habizvino zvini. So, therefore, if there wasn't the potential to have this prorated, so then it can't be a valid amount. So therefore, that's where we get Reish Lakish's understanding of Beis Shammai, that it must be a dinar. The Kiddusha Yishol of Beis Shammai, Nafka Luhu, Me Omoh Evriya. And this Kiddushin, this dinar, is learned out from the Omoh Evriya. Ma Omoh Evriya, Bepruta, Lo Mekanya, as we just pointed out. according to this understanding, with a pruta, there couldn't be giron kesef. Therefore, there can't be an arm of ria sold for a pruta. It must be at least a dinar. So af isha be pruta lo mikacha. And Beis Shammai learns this out from arm of ria, and that is the third teretz for Beis Shammai saying it must be a dinar. More questions. It says they ma paga the dinar. Why did you jump from a pruta to a dinar? Maybe it means part of a dinar, a half of a dinar. It could be even two prutos. So therefore, they must stay prutos. It could even be two prutos. Where did you get the dinar from? Why did Beis Shammai jump from a pruta to a dinar? So Gemara says, kivan di afik, they mean pruta. Since you went from the coin, a pruta, they say that's no good. So you can jump up to the next coin, okma adina. You go up to the next coin and not just say two prutos, three prutos, five prutos. You go up to the next coin, which is a dinar. That's teretz number three from Reish Lakish. And the fourth and final teretz, which we'll conclude today's shiur with, is from Rava. Rava Amar, Haim time of the Beis Shammai. This is the reasoning of Beis Shammai. Shelo yu benos Yisrael kehefker. Because if you make this such a small amount of money that a Jewish girl is, so to say, worth a pruta, and you can be Makadisher, so Rashi says, if liknos bedover muat, if it's such a small amount over here that she could be mikudeshes with just a pruta, so umid rabbanan who the kami lo Beis Shammai the afkar rabbanan likidushin hapechus midina. We want to not treat a Jewish girl in such a disparaging way that she could be mikudeshes with a pruta. So you make it at least a significant amount to make it at least a silver dinar. And those are the four reasons that we have for why Beis Shammai said the minimum amount of kedushin is a dinar and not a pruta like Beis Hillel. And with this, we conclude today's shiur.